Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
It's Tech Tuesday with ABC News technology reporter Mike Dubusky.
We're not sure if he will be a judge in the upcoming AI beauty pageant, but he is our guest every Tuesday on Tech Tuesday.
The latest and greatest in the world of tech.
Tesla's next product, they call it a robo-taxi. These are AR glasses. They're called simply the Frame.
On Wisconsin's Midday News.
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto, Domo.
Domo. It's a Tech Tuesday edition of Wisconsin's Midday News, our weekly check-in with ABC tech expert. It's Mike Dubusky. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Well, a good thing in that I was able to ask my Alexa about the weather today, and it actually had a response instead of, I'm having trouble connecting. That was my issue yesterday. I didn't know it was tied to this Amazon Web Services outage, but it was, and so many other things were that I found unbelievable how much Amazon controls in the InnerSphere.
Yeah, what happened yesterday really does underscore exactly how big a chunk of the internet relies on Amazon Web Services. We often think about Amazon as like an e-commerce platform. Well, you look at the money that they're taking in, they're actually a cloud computing company. About 60% of their revenue comes from AWS. And they experienced an issue in the early morning hours of yesterday. This is all tied back to a domain name system or domain name service. This is a piece of technology. It's kind of, you know, getting into the weeds. But the idea is that this is a translator. If you type in WTMJ.com into a browser, well, a computer doesn't really understand what that means. They need a translator to get it into an IP address or an internet protocol, basically a big string of numbers. And then the computer can understand that and direct your request. That is the thing that went wrong early yesterday. We don't know specifically what went wrong, but that's kind of the shape of the issue. Amazon was actually able to resolve that issue within the first 2.5 hours of it cropping up, mostly before the majority of the United States woke up. However, when you break something within a complex system that is as complex as Amazon Web Services, it generally breaks like 4 or 5 other things. So that's why you saw kind of over the course of the day, Amazon do this like whack-a-mole approach where they figure out something else is broken, they go fix that, and then they figure out something else is broken, they go fix that. And that's why you saw these major disruptions to huge companies, not just Amazon itself, but also Starbucks and Snapchat and Delta Airlines and Fortnite, even a remote pet food feeder company announced that they were being disrupted by this. So not even your pet was exempted from some of the frustrations of yesterday.
Big discussion at school. My daughters got home and they said, hey, Roblox was down this morning. They were very distraught about that whole thing. Is there an issue with backlogged data as a result of this, Mike? You mentioned the whack-a-mole approach. Yeah, we're up and running back to normal, but what about all the backlogged data?
Yeah, and that is something that Amazon was piecing together over the course of the night. I think, you know, spare a thought for your IT professional today, because that is the type of thing that they were dealing with throughout the evening and into the morning. But the good news is, guys, that Amazon says that most of the issues, or in fact all of the issues on their end that they were experiencing yesterday, have since been resolved. A brief look at Down Detector, which is the website that sort of crowdsources reports of, you know, websites and apps being down across the internet, does reveal that most of the major players that were impacted yesterday, again, Snapchat, Venmo, the cash transfer service, Starbucks, Reddit, Roblox, as you said, are all back to normal, pretty much, not reporting anything out of the ordinary when it comes to outages.
Mike, are there warning signs companies can watch for, or is this kind of outage just impossible to predict?
Yeah, so Amazon says this was not a cyber attack, first and foremost, so this is not any nefarious actor at play here, and that means that this is a technical issue, and they were upfront about that. Again, this is a DNS problem, and that could be anything as varied as a bad bit of code being shipped and then breaking some things. We saw that last year with the CrowdStrike outage. That was a cybersecurity company that shipped an update to millions of Windows computers around the world and actually knocked them offline for several hours. That it could be something as simple as that. It could be a third-party provider that Amazon deals with that updated one of their systems that actually broke something within Amazon's system. It could be any number of things. And it really just underscores how complex this particular part of the industry is. I think the larger lesson here to be learned is that Amazon has an outsized influence on the internet, right? They control about 37% of the cloud computing market.
Huge.
Another huge, truly huge. And they are the largest provider. But then another third of that market is controlled by Microsoft and to a lesser extent, Google. So we've consolidated most of the power, about two-thirds of this market, into the hands of three companies. So when one thing goes wrong, it's going to have these major outsized ripple effects. And I think what you're going to start to hear from the industry in the next few days and weeks is talk of diversification, right? Instead of putting all your cloud computing systems into AWS, maybe you put some into Google, and maybe you put some into a third-party smaller provider who's maybe doesn't have the scale of some of the big guns, but they are maybe a little bit more resilient to this type of outage.
Mike, I was just thinking about this because so many other companies are connected. Is there anything those companies can do to avoid being taken down when Amazon goes offline like it did?
Yeah, again, I think that this really just comes back to diversification at the end of the day. Certainly, there are protocols at Amazon and Google and Microsoft and others that can be implemented where, you know, maybe we don't ship as, you know, faulty code. I mean, people are imperfect. It's going to happen regardless. We've seen the rise of generative AI in the coding space, you know, to a degree. They've always used generative AI, but certainly more so recently. That system, that type of technology also makes mistakes. So I think that we kind of need to just get used to the idea that there's always going to be problems here that crop up in the same way that you encounter a typo in a newspaper or your order at McDonald's is occasionally wrong. Like, that's kind of the thing that we're dealing with here. The way to mitigate that is to diversify where you put your computer infrastructure online, your cloud computing infrastructure. Again, you know, putting a couple eggs in one basket, couple eggs in another basket, couple eggs in a third.
One word, Mike, floppy disks. Yes, let's bring them back, right?
Jeez,
let's bring them back.
Those.
Load
uh-huh.
all your stuff on floppy disks, right? No
then
issues
we'll be
anymore.
Safe.
Right. I don't know if a computer even takes a disk anymore in the world that we live in. It is an interesting lesson to learn here because I'm sure it's a major inconvenience to these companies, but at some level, might they have to be just shrugging their shoulders and saying, okay, well, we just got to wait it out here. Not much we can do.
Yeah, yeah, and I think that applies to the individual as well. We've been asking questions all morning about like what you or I could do to mitigate this, and the answer is unfortunately not a lot, right? Like, I don't control where Starbucks hosts its app or where any of these other companies host their cloud computing services. So much of our online life is not done on our computers themselves, but are outsourced to these data centers that, you know, occasionally do have problems. I think the other part of this to recognize, guys, is that this is not an unusual thing to happen, right? This is frustrating, but Amazon saw similar outages in 2023 and in 2021. Google and Microsoft have faced similar issues. And of course, we already talked about CrowdStrike. So I think data point to look at in this regard is Amazon's stock price. It's pretty much not moved over the last day or so. Investors were not spooked by this. They see it as the normal course of business, an unfortunate thing, but a thing that happens. And I think that really just underscores, guys, that this is a frustrating event, certainly, but it's not unusual.
ABC's Mike Dubusky. Always appreciate it, Mike. Good stuff. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Of course, guys. Take care. Have a good one.